Shalom to everybody. Chazal teach us, God created us with five senses. One of the five is our eyes. The unique about our eyes, we can take from everyone almost everything. Not to eat, not to sleep, not to have freedom. One thing we never cannot take from anyone. How to look at different situations, what happened to us or what happened around us. This is completely our decision. For example, I finish class and old man come and give me a few pieces of paper and he asked me if I can look and tell him what is my reaction about what he writes. After one day, I call him and I'm in shock. He writes, he survived 5 concentration camps. He lost all his family. When he arrived to camp number 5, they take his name and they give him a number on his hand. And the number is 116-990. It means the person who stayed before him get one number less and the person who stay after him get one number high. He almost destroyed. No family. No one. No name. But in these few days after he gets the number, he looks at the number again and again. And after 2 days he says, wow, what kind of number I get? 116-990, 9 plus 9 is 18, plus 6 is 24, plus 11 is 26. 26 equally, the number 26 equally to one of the name of God, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And he say, God, this is your signature. You watch me. You go to protect me. And this motivate him not to give up and start new life after the Holy Cross over. They try to destroy them completely. But the way how we decide to look at his situation, this help him to survive and to start new life. Moreover, about our eyes, when the wife of Lot turns the face to check what's going in Sodom, the place where she ran away from the place, on the spot she died and all the body changed to salt. Why God need to make double miracle. To kill the wife of Lot on the spot, after she ran a lot of mileages, and Chazal teach us she was a healthy woman, and strong woman, and she died on the spot, this is a big shock, and to change the body to salt. Because the Torah come and teach me, what happened in Sodom? People die, they burn, and some of them change to salt. The Pasuk say clearly, Gofrit v'melech. כמהפכת סדום ועמורה, גופרית ומלך. Is the Torah come and teach me exactly same punish, but people in Sodom deserve, she also get. In other way, the Torah teach me, every place what I look, is exactly the place what I stay. Our eyes take us to the place what we look. When the Pasuk say in Yishayahu, ויהיו עיניך רואות את מוריך, watch, special people, in any area, in any field, is mean you can sit in the end of the hall, and you watch a special person, your eyes take you close to him. Tov le tzadik ve tov le shechanu, good for him and good for you. It's unique about our eyes. First, we can take from everyone almost everything. But how to look at different situations, we cannot take from anyone. Two, any place what we look is exactly the place what we stay. Rabbi Akiva, the pillar of Torah Sheba'al Peh, the pillar of our tradition, teach us more from anybody else what does mean right perspective. When Rabbi Akiva and group of his friend arrive in Yerushalayim after the Beit HaMikdash destroyed, the Gemara in Masechet Makot teach us. All his friend recognize facts come out from Kodesh HaKodeshim, from Beit HaMikdash, start to cry, there's a lot of tears. And Rabbi Akiva laughing. And they ask him, why are you laughing? So scared, so sad, so dark. How you can laughing? And Rabbi Akiva answered to his friend, I don't understand you. Who are you crying? What kind of conversation is? They ask him a very serious question. The explanation is, they ask him, Akiva, please teach us. What exactly you see and we not recognize? What bring you to laughing? And Rabbi Akiva answered to his friend, I don't understand you. You not have same understanding what I have. You not see what I see. And Rabbi Akiva explained, I see God plowed all Yerushalayim. Nothing left. Exactly how the Navi promised to us. The pasuk in the Navi is, Tzion sadet echaresh. God go to plow all Yerushalayim. Exactly how the farmer plowed his field. And they say to him, this is exactly what we see also. We don't understand. You answer. And Rabbi Akiva explained, God promised to us, I don't go to destroy Yerushalayim. The pasuk never say Yerushalayim, sadeh techarev. God never destroyed Yerushalayim, he plowed. If he plowed today, tomorrow he will plan. And later everything will grow. And they say to him, Akiva nechamtanu. Rabbi Akiva have the right perspective. Rabbi Akiva from the darkness, from the difficult time, he see the light in the end of the road. The light in the end of the tunnel. With right perspective, we can build life with a lot of excitement. We can build life with a lot of ambition and motivation. We can catch almost every goal what we put in front of our eyes. Right perspective. This is the key. To understand, tomorrow is also day. Nothing starts and nothing ends today. Nothing starts and nothing ends with us. And our goal is to have the right perspective. The time, what we have opportunity to raise our perspective, is Shabbat. David HaMelech teach us, מי חכם וישמור אלה? Who is a smart person? What know to save the special gift what God gave him? ויתבוננו חסדי השם. Somebody would have perspective of התבוננות. In Hebrew, the word התבוננות have other three similar words. But only in Hebrew, the other three similar words have other explanation. לראות is mean to find something new. להביט is to continue to watch what we find. להסתכל is to see the details. להתבונן is to combine details with big picture. David HaMelech come and teach us, who is a smart person? What know to save the special gift what God give him if you have perspective of התבוננות. It's not enough to watch, to look what we find, or to see details, to combine details with big picture. Just give right perspective. Every week we have a special day what can raise this knowledge, Shabbat. In the week, we deal with a lot of details. We have a list of details what we need to do every single day. Shabbat, we clean our desk. Shabbat, we can see the big picture. Shabbat help us to combine the details with the big picture, to coordinate between the details of the week and the big picture of Shabbat. If we have this kind of perspective, if we understand, everything is in our hand, and we will try to educate ourselves, to have positive perspective, this will help us to grow, this will help us to bring ourselves to the end of the days, what the pasuk say, ki ayin be'ayin iru b'shuv Hashem Tzion. What God wants for us is one eye, and He will give us back His eye and help us to grow in the right way. Good eye come through right perspective. The Mishnah Masechet Avot teach us, Ezu Ashir Asameach B'chelko. Who is a rich man who is satisfied about what he have? Yes, but maybe now other explanation. Ezu Ashir Asameach B'chelko. He not only satisfied about what he have, he satisfied about what his friend have. He have also right perspective and good eye for his friend. Somebody would have good eye, have also good heart and good brain. Sechel tov, ayin tova, and lev tov. If we combine all these three together, we'll have great life, happy life, and succeed life. Thank you very much.